Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the upcoming Southern African Development Community, or SADC, Extraordinary Summit, starting tomorrow, Saturday, November 16th, in Harare. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is turning to an old ally to lead the CIA and an outsider some see as a potential disruptor to oversee American intelligence agencies when his second term begins in January. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldin has more.
The splashiest pick, former U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, tapped by President-elect Donald Trump to be his Director of National Intelligence.
Here is the choice that we have. A vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for Dick Cheney, and it's a vote for war, more war, likely World War III and nuclear war. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for a man who wants to end wars, not start them.
The one-time Democrat became a strong voice for Trump's campaign, rallying crowds behind his agenda.
It's why I'm proud to stand with President Trump and why we, the people, must vote to send him back to the White House and make America great again.
In announcing Gabbard's nomination, Trump praised her fearless spirit, saying she'll bring that to the job. She also brings more than 20 years of experience serving with the U.S. Army National Guard, and she brings a degree of controversy. Working Republican and Democratic lawmakers with this social media video in which critics say she mirrored Russian propaganda about U.S.-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine, something U.S. intelligence officials say is not true. Republican Senator Mitt Romney called Gabbard's comments treasonous lies, a charge Gabbard rejected. Gabbard's also been criticized for meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, accused of war crimes. But she defended her trip, saying you can't be serious about peace unless you're willing to talk to your adversaries. Trump's choice of John Ratcliffe to lead the CIA is more conventional, Ratcliffe having served as Trump's Director of National Intelligence at the end of Trump's first term. From his days as a member of the House Intelligence Committee.
Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Ratcliffe has been a staunch Trump ally. And when lawmakers initially forced Ratcliffe to withdraw his name from consideration for the top intelligence post in 2019, Trump had his back.
The press was treating him, I thought, very unfairly. He's an outstanding man.
Ratcliffe got another chance and promised lawmakers he would make sure U.S. intelligence agencies provided the country with what he described as the unvarnished truth.
You have my commitment.
At times, Ratcliffe clashed with lawmakers over moves to declassify intelligence about alleged Russian election interference. He also pushed back against meddling by Iran, Russia, and China.
There is nothing more sacred in our republic than the fundamental democratic principle of one person, one vote.
Trump entrusting a familiar face and a rising star to lead U.S. intelligence efforts for the next 4 years. Jeff Seldin, VOA News, Washington.
Italy's flagship policy of holding immigrants in detention centers in Albania for processing has hit a legal roadblock as judges in Rome referred the case to the European Union's Court of Justice, which could take months or years to make a ruling. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Italy has built two migrant detention centres in Albania. Rome's plan was to fast-track the asylum applications of migrants rescued in international waters, and those who fail would quickly be returned to their countries of origin. Italy hoped to process 3,000 migrants a month at the centres, a major deterrent for irregular migration. But so far, just 24 migrants from Egypt and Bangladesh have arrived, and all have since been sent back to the Italian mainland on the orders of a court in Rome. The judges cited a recent European Union Court of Justice ruling that no country of origin could be deemed safe if parts of it were dangerous. The Italian judges are now seeking further clarification on that definition, explains legal expert Andreina De Leo.
The countries have to be safe in their entirety, but the reasoning leading to this decision can also be applied to exceptions that are not based on territorial exception, but groups. So, for instance, what Italy does is that Bangladesh and Egypt, for instance, also Tunisia, are generally safe, but they are not safe for homosexual, for human rights defenders and other categories.
EU law takes precedence over domestic legislation. Judges at the European Court of Justice could take months to decide.
They would say not less than 1 year. So it means that this is blocked.
It's a big setback for the flagship policy of Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who disputes the Italian judge's interpretation. Speaking last month, she said the Albania agreement was groundbreaking.
This is a new, courageous, unprecedented path, but one that perfectly reflects the European spirit.
Meloni this week received backing from Elon Musk, the American billionaire and ally of President-elect Donald Trump. Responding to the Italian court decision, he wrote on X, "These judges need to go," describing them as unelected autocracy. Italy's president Sergio Mattarella on Thursday rebuked Musk's intervention, saying that he must respect Italy's sovereignty. Italy has long been on the front line of Europe's migration crisis. Just over 58,000 irregular migrants have arrived by sea so far this year, although that's 60% down on 2023. Across the EU, governments are under pressure to cut immigration, with several eyeing deals like that between Italy and Albania to process migrants in third countries. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. SADC countries will meet in Harare for an extraordinary summit from 16th to the 20th of November 2024. But before we delve into that, I think we'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate the Zimbabwe Warriors for qualifying for the AFCON 2025 finals to be held next year in Morocco after they drew 1-1 with Kenya. Zimbabwe's solitary goal coming from Tawanda Maswanise. And back to our topic. The top of the agenda at the SADC Extraordinary Summit will be demonstrations in Mozambique, where opposition activists took to the streets rejecting the outcome of the October 9 elections that were won by ruling Front for the Liberation of Mozambique, or Frelimo. And the win also ignited protests from the opposition that is accusing Frelimo of rigging the elections. Venancio Mondlane of the opposition, Optimistic People for the Development of Mozambique, or Podemos, who is in exile, called his supporters to demonstrate from Wednesday until today, Friday, urging them to close all borders and pause. Human Rights Watch says at least 30 people have been killed during the protests, while some media reports put the death toll to nearly 15. However, the opposition claims that over 100 demonstrators have been killed by the police that it accuses of being heavy-handed against unarmed innocent people. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa is the current SADC chair of the 16-nation bloc. Zimbabwe was accused of helping Mozambique's Frelimo party to rig the elections, although the ZANU-PF-led government denies this. The SADC summit is also expected to discuss the war in the Democratic Republic of Congo and recent elections in Botswana, Mauritius, as well as the upcoming polls in Namibia. Ongo vadio vateri rine vatariri tinogamuchira nemufaro muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Nhasi tichitarisa nezvemusangano wechimbi chimbi weSADC uri kuitwa kwemazuva mashanu kutanga mangwana mugovera, musangano uchiitirwa muHarare uye unotarisirwa kukurukura matambudziko akatarisana nedunhu reSADC. Nyaya inonzi iri pamusoro-soro penhaurwa dzichabatwa inonzi inyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuitika muMozambique, umo vanopikisa vari kuratidzira vachiramba kutambira zvakabuda musarudzo dzakaitwa musi wa9 Gumi Guru unove mwedzi wapera, idzo dzakaona bato riri kutonga reFrelimo richikunda. Kuratidzira uku kuri kutungamirwa nevanopikisa vachitungamira bato reOptimistic People for the Development of Mozambique, or Podemos, vaVenancio Mondlane. Sangano reHuman Rights Watch rinoti vanhu vanosvika kumakumi matatu vafa mumhirizhonga iyi, asi vemasangano enhau vachiisa uwandu hwevanhu vafa kumakumi mashanu. Zimbabwe, iyo ine usachigaro hweSADC, iri kupomerwa mhosva yekupindira mukubiridzirwa kwesarudzo dzemuMozambique, kunyange hazvo hurumende iri kuzviramba. Musangano uyu unonzi uchakurukurawo nezvekurwisana kuri kuenderera mberi muDemocratic Republic of Congo, umo mauto ehurumende ari kurwisana nevapanduki veM23 uye usarudzo dzakabva kuitwa muBotswana neMauritius uye dzichaitwa kuNamibia. For a perspective, we are now joined by our panelists, political analyst and teaching professor at Tshwane University of Technology in South Africa, Rike Munyaradzi Mukonza, and political analyst Kenneth Mandaza, who is a member of ZANU-PF, who is based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. And greetings to you, to your listeners and yourself, Mr. Kandami.
Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Mr. Mandaza. SADC chair and Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa is already accused of being aligned to the Mozambican ruling party, Frelimo. Some Zimbabweans are accused of having voted for the ruling party in Mozambique during the Mozambique elections in October. And ZANU-PF is accused of meddling in the affairs of neighboring countries. Do you see all these leaving President Mnangagwa a neutral chairperson for this summit?
The accusations that are leveled against Zimbabwe and the ZANU-PF in particular, they are neither here nor there, because Zimbabwe nor ZANU-PF, they do not have any influence in the politics or the voting electoral process of any of the SADC countries. And it is therefore surprising that we have had people alleging that ZANU-PF or Zimbabwe could have had a hand in what has happened in Mozambique, which we have said it is not true. ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe do not take part in any of these electoral processes. But however, what we have done as a political party, ZANU-PF, is to give solidarity to former liberation movements. And that is what has been happening across that whenever there is an election process that is taking place in a neighboring country and there is a liberation movement that is taking place, we always give solidarity to one another. And giving solidarity to a liberation movement does not mean that we are aiding in the electoral process that are taking place in the country. Mm. The issue that the Zimbabweans voted in Mozambique, those who are claiming that they saw people voting or allowed the Zimbabweans to vote, they should produce the evidence.
Yeah, but
and it has nothing to do with Zimbabwe as a country,
yes.
Nor does it have anything to do with the presidency of President Mnangagwa.
Before I go to Professor Mkonza, Mr. Mandaza, there are videos of Zimbabweans confessing that they participated in the Mozambican elections, showing cards and IDs that they said were issued to allow them to vote in the Mozambican elections. What more evidence do you need?
But Zimbabwe does not issue identity cards for people who are for Mozambicans. It is the responsibility of the Mozambican government to issue identity cards. And if it gave identity cards to people, the Zimbabweans that are resident in Mozambique, they did so using their constitution or the laws that of Mozambique, and it has nothing to do with Zimbabwe. And we have seen in other countries where individuals, like in the UK, if an individual has stayed in the UK for some time, he's given the right to vote in UK. And
yeah, but
that's
this,
not an anomaly, and it's
this,
not new
this,
to Mozambique if they,
this
they
Zimbabweans,
follow their law.
Mr. Mandaza, these Zimbabweans were in Mashingo province, specifically Mashingo province, and they were saying they are in Mashingo. Okay, just 30 seconds, then we go to Professor Mkonza.
They could have been in Mashingo, having traveled to Mashingo, but I am in the UK. If I have the right to vote, I will vote, but still go to Zimbabwe. That should not be an issue.
Thank you. Let's go to Professor Mkonza. Professor Mkonza, you will take on the topic that we are discussing.
Thank you very much. I think what is somehow concerning is...
Professor Mkonza, I'm not sure whether Mr. Mandaza can clearly hear you. Mr. Mandaza, can you hear what Professor Mkonza is saying?
He is not clear.
Yeah, he's not clear.
Am I audible?
I think let's call you again. Yes, let's call you again. Let me go back to Vamandaza. Vamandaza, tichiona zviri kuitika izvi nezvipomerwa zvese zviripo izvi. Tiri kunzwawo vamwe vari kuti iyo Zimbabwe chaiyo pachezvayo kana kuti ZANU-PF iri kutungamira musarudzo muhurukuro idzo dzeSADC. Ndeimwewo nyika isingaite sarudzo dzinenge dzichinzi dzakachena dzinoramba dzichingoita vanogunun'una. Ingazokwanisa here kubatsirawo vanenge vachinyunyuta sezviri kuitika muMozambique?
Musangano weSADC une mitemo yainoteedzera inova mitemo ichange ichishandiswa nachairman anenge aripo weSADC. Zvekunzi izvo nemukuru weSADC zvaari vaMnangagwa ndo vachainfluensa maprocesses achaitwa muSADC. Izvozvo handizvo, nekuti pane mitemo yagara inoteedzerwa. Kune troika ichatanga yaita, kune maminista achatanga aita mameetings avo, kune maofficials munyika dzemuSADC achatanga. Ivavo ndo vachaumba nekuongorora zviri kuitika, vozozvipira kune mapresident nevakuru venyika vachange vakaungana musi wekupedzisira. Saka maprocess iwayo ndo anotorwa nguva dzose vachikurukura nyaya dzinenge dzichiitika muregioni yedu yeSADC. Saka hazvinei nekuti ari kutungamirira ndiani, asi zvine chekuita nemaprocesses agara aripo anoteedzerwa neSADC. Asi chikuru zvechatinofanirwa kuziva ndechekuti nyangwe kuine zviri kunzi ZANU-PF kana kuti Zimbabwe yakaita, izvozvo marehwarehwa haana chokwadi nekuti Zimbabwe kana ZANU PF haikwanise kuita chimwe chinganzi chabatsira kana kuunza nyonga-nyonga muma-election processes anenge achiitwa munyika dzakavakidzana neZimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mandaza. Professor Mkonza, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Kadambiri.
Yes, maybe I can give you the opportunity to speak on what Mr. Mandaza said, and also there are some Zimbabweans who are saying that Zimbabwe cannot be a good mediator, considering that many times in Zimbabwe elections are disputed and ZANU-PF is accused of rigging the elections.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kandemi, and good evening to fellow panelists and listeners. I hope I'm audible now.
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are much better.
Wonderful. Thank you. I could hear the entire conversation from your side, I heard what Mr. Mandaza said about ZANU-PF and the Zimbabwean government, having done nothing wrong. But obviously, we've got to expect that from him, considering his political affiliation. But the truth of the matter, Mr. Kandemiri, is that the position that Zimbabwe holds at the present moment as the chair of SADC, a lot is expected from it. They are expected to have the moral authority to be able to, adjudicate on conflicts that may arise in member states of SADC. But what we have seen, whether there is truth or there may not be truth in what has been said, but like you said, there are videos that were shown around. Equally, there's an issue that came out where the president of Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa, congratulated Mr. Chapo when the electoral authority in that country had not released the final outcomes of that election. So all those things, resulted in the moral authority of Zimbabwe being eroded in some way. And that affects the standing of Zimbabwe as, an impartial mediator in the conflict in Mozambique. And indeed, if ZANU-PF and, by extension, the ruling government in Zimbabwe has declared that they stand with Frelimo, and there is a conflict that involves Frelimo and the opposition parties, then, honestly speaking, it's difficult for Mnangagwa to sit there as the chair of SADC. Never mind what Ms. Mandaza is saying about SADC having processes. The position of the chair, I think, is quite a critical one. President Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF should have known better, behave well politically.
Thank you.
So that's my take on the matter.
Thank you so much, Professor Mkonza. Let me go back to Mr. Mandaza. Mr. Mandaza, a series of election surprises have not set well with ruling parties in SADC. That is according to some analysts who are saying that ruling parties are unsettled with what the elections have been producing, the past elections in the other countries. And they are worried that since SADC still has these ruling parties, maybe they may side with Frelimo in this Mozambican conflict at the summit. What do you say?
My take is that democracy or democratic processes should be the winner in all the electoral processes that are taking place in the region. And what has happened, for example, in Botswana, is something that many people should strive to achieve at a particular time. The fact that a ruling party, which is a liberation movement, lost power is a wake-up call also to the liberation movements that are still in power to make sure that they deliver the mandate that they would have been given by the people. But with regards to the SADC summit that is taking place, I do not see any reason why they can side with Frelimo if there is something wrong. What is supposed to take place is for SADC to look into the issues that have arisen in Mozambique and provide guidance, because one of the critical roles of SADC is to make sure that there is peace and security in the region. And there is no way they can abdicate their responsibility of making sure that there is peace. Therefore, this particular extraordinary summit should look into the process that took place and what led to the current skirmishes that we have seen, and provide guidance to the Mozambicans so that they can fashion up a process that can result in peace and tranquility in that particular country.
Thank you so much. Tine muteriri wa Richard Moyo vari parunhare. Ma Moyo, togamuchirai muchirongwa.
Makadiko baba vakandimiri navamandaza na baba vamukonza nevatere nevatarisi kwavari matrimana enyika. Regai nino ndirida kupa zvangu pfungwa dzangu nekukurumidza. Nauye kuvhota zvayo panyika dzose zvairisi dambudziko kana vanhu vekuzimbabwe vanovhota kumozambique nevekumozambiquewo vanovhotawo kuzimbabwe vekuzimbabwe vanovhota kusouth africa vana vachivhota vakangosiyana zvinhu zvinoonaishe kuti botswana ko vaitiwo mazimbabwe yaivhotavo asi nyaya iripo hombe tinotarisa nezvayo inhau yekugara pasi pamusangano wesadak uri wakadaidzawo nyika kwedu yezimbabwe nepaweekend apa tikatova munangagwa ndochairman chinotinetsa nechinotitambudza ndechekuti tinoziva kuti Zimbabwe pachayo pamasarudzo akapera ika gore rakapera paya paya pakaitawo futi dambudziko rakada kuitika sere kumozambique pakava nokuchema chema kuvamwe vanhu asi zvakava nokutsikirirwa asiri kuona kuti vamondlani avo vekumozambique vari kusimudza musoro zvine mutsindo tichiona vanhu vakawanda vachiratidzira mukati menyika yavo pasina zvavo kuvhirwa chekuvhirwa kuriko asi ava munangagwa sachairman sevamandaza kutiwo pachagarwa vana trega wati handioni dambudziko remozambique iri richikasira kupera kana kuti vachigona kurisanganisa nenyaya yekuti vamunangava pachavo vakatotanga vakorokotedza purezidendi wekumozambique wavachapo vasati atoanaunzwa mavhoti
tinotenda vamoyo
zvikuru nhaya yakafanana iyoyo
tinotenda vamoyo asi ndaida kungokugadziridzai pamataura kuti nyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zvenyika zvinonovhota kune dzimwe nyika harisi dambudziko aiwa rinenge riri dambudziko vamoyo nekuti vari kutaura kuti vakanovhota kumozambique vaitotaura kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe asi zvakapiwa magwaro ekuti zviende kunovhota tiri kutarisa tichitaura nezvatiri kuona mumavhidhiyo munhu akatonovhota achishandisa ID yekune imwe nyika asiri chizvarwa chaikoko panofanira kunge pachitoongororwa nekuti anenge apara mhosva asi tinotenda vamoyo regai tidzokere kuna vamukonza
regai shandirewo 2 seconds ipapo nhau yamabvunza inogona kuva feki nokuti zvakawanda zvatinogona kuii zvinoitika takaonawo futi vekurussia vachiitawo mafeki pamavhoti ekuamerica saka zvaida kunyaya zvicherechedzo
tinotenda vamoyo nguva yedu yapera tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu regai tinzwe kuna vamukonza vamukonza tingaona here dambudziko iri rakasagadziriswa pamusangano iwewo mazuva mashanu richizove dambudziko rinenge richibata dunhu resadic
hongu dambudziko rinotoda kuti rigadziriswe nokuda kwekuti rinogona kutengeshera tine maelections ari kuuya kunamibia zvinoda kuti pamuka dambudziko rakaita seirori raitika kumozambique sadic yosumuka yomira yonyatsoratidza gwara remafambisirwo anofanira kuitwa
thank you so much professor time is against us thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on Live Talk. Professor Riki Munyaradzi Mukonza, who teaches at Tshwane University of Technology in South Africa, and Mr. Kenneth Mandaza, who is a ZANU-PF member based in the United Kingdom. Once again, thank you, gentlemen. It's now time to say goodbye. I am your host, Jonga Kandemiri.